Hello, welcome to the Podcast of Things. My name's Ed Marden. I'm here with my co-host, George Murphy.
Hi, guys.
The Podcast of Things is a weekly podcast where we take inspiration from the Internet of Things. We talk about things we like, things we don't like, and everything in between. Hello, George. Welcome back. Happy March.
Yeah, thank you, mate. Glad to be out of February.
Yeah, I know. It's a shitter, isn't it?
It always is, yeah.
How are you? You alright?
Yeah, good. Been enjoying the sun. Obviously, got to do our weekly update on the weather. I am going back to work on Monday, though, so it's my last like proper skivy weekend.
Yeah, well, good. Enjoy it. Drink lots of beer. It's been pretty cold, actually, here, so just stay inside.
I'm not going anywhere.
No, that's a good idea. Thank you, George, for that. It's a very, very special episode today, George, though, if you didn't know. We have a very special guest, our second ever guest, first guest of 2021, and it is my uncle, Chris Presley.
Hey. Hi.
How are you doing?
I'm doing really well. Thank you so much for the invitation. I'm very excited to be part of this amazing podcast.
Well, it's our pleasure. For those of you who don't know, Chris and I brainstormed for about 30 seconds before the start of this podcast about what this podcast is actually going to be about. And he's the brains behind the operation, I would say.
We need some brains.
Okay.
Yeah, well, that's true.
Well, you're the teacher. Surely you've got all the brains.
I'm just winging it, Chris, to be honest.
Okay.
Are we all? So today we thought it would be a very special podcast. Not only have we got a guest, but we thought we'd just mix up a little bit. We're not going to do a thing of the week. We're not going to talk about potties. For those of you who don't follow us on Instagram, you should, at Podcast of Things. Today, the day of recording, you will find out the winner of our most recent potty nominees. I won't spoil it yet, so go look. And if you're listening to this on Saturday, you will already know, hopefully. But we'll chat about that a bit later on in the show, perhaps. But today, we thought that it would be a really good opportunity to talk about some more music. Music has been the most popular of our podcasts, and we've had the most feedback about our music episodes, about the Red Hot Chili Peppers one and the Kings of Leon one. Chris is a very avid music fan, very avid guitarist, got his own band, I Am Wolf.
If you nice.
Check it out. They're very good.
On Spotify.
So today I thought we'd do our top five albums of all time. And I thought that was good. We always talk about our favorite albums, so why not actually physically list them? So why don't you kick off?
So do you want just a straight list, or do you want an explanation? Or
why don't you start with your list?
Okay.
And then we can talk about it.
Okay.
But it must be in order, because in a recent podcast...
Oh, you're joking.
I said that it's pointless having a list if it's not in order.
Because okay. This is a list that is in order, the order in which I wrote them down.
Okay, fair enough.
Does that work?
Well, that's fine. Yeah, well,
that's fine.
That's what happens.
They're not your number one...
That's impossible.
Okay.
Right. That's impossible. But actually, I mean, I have been listening to By The Way almost constantly since George brought it up on.
Good.
And that is an amazing album. Yeah. It's not on my list. And there are too many albums.
Yeah.
I can't pick my favourite album.
Okay, that's fine.
It's too hard. So I have picked five that are important to me for various different reasons.
Okay.
So I'm going to start with I Am Wolf.
Okay.
I Am Wolf, obviously, is our own band's album.
Yeah.
And the second album I'm going to recommend or suggest is The Wild, The Innocent and The E Street Shuffle.
Okay.
Which is Bruce Springsteen's second album, which I listen to forever and ever and ever. I listen to it now. Led Zeppelin. I mean, you could say Led Zeppelin 1 to 4 plus Houses of the Holy. That's the top five albums.
Yeah, too right.
All of them.
But actually, having thought about it a bit harder, I've gone with the BBC Sessions,
okay.
Which is pre the first official Led Zeppelin
yep.
album launch, and as amazing. For a live album, I've gone with Get Your Ya-Ya's Out, which is a Rolling Stones live album featuring Mick Taylor. They do an incredible version of Midnight Rambo, one of my favourite ever songs, and his guitar outro on that is legendary. And Bowie.
Obviously.
Rise and Fall of Ziggy Stardust, 1972. So a lot of these are obviously early 70s, you know, when I was a young teenager and just got my head blown apart by music. Amazing music.
Well, yeah. I think the theme of yours is, apart from Iron Wolf, is music that is before our time.
Yes.
And I think they're all great albums. And I was interesting, actually, we talked about this previously, haven't we, Joyce? Are your roots very much from when you were a teenager to maybe early 20s? Because we're seeing that now.
Yeah,
Late 20 guys is when we're trying to dabble in the newer stuff, but actually our roots are very much from kind of our teenage years.
It's hard to get away from that, isn't it? Because it's when you hit teenagerhood.
Yep.
And you discover music, there's a whole world which is available to you, which nobody can control or manage. Mm-hmm. You just dive in.
Yeah.
And I just remember buying T-Rex Metal Guru as the first single that I ever... it's the first song, that single I ever bought. And just having that ability to go out and buy music and take
LPs
it out
in those days.
And mm-hmm. listen to it endlessly, and nobody can stop you. It's that sort of freedom that you get, that teenage freedom.
Yeah.
And the whole world just opened up for me.
Yeah, I think that's... And Ziggy's obviously, David Bowie is a legend, so I think that's the one... I haven't actually listened to those other ones you mentioned. So, obviously, Zeppelin, I'm very familiar with.
Zeppelin is just... I mean, the thing about the Led Zeppelin BBC sessions is they're so experimental and they're so confident. And they're such amazing musicians.
Yeah.
And that's absolutely mind-blowing. I mean, having tried to be a musician myself, when you listen to something like that, you kind of want to give up.
It's quite daunting, isn't it?
It is. And the Springsteen album is just... He just tells such great stories.
Yeah.
And some sort of quite long-form songs, which were a bit unusual.
Mm-hmm.
For that era, I guess. Just lovely songs to listen to and a great sort of love story and amazing, you know, street stuff going on. Very absorbed in all of that.
I think if I was gonna choose an era to be born in, it would certainly be, or grow up in, it would certainly be the '70s.
Yeah. It's weird though, isn't it? Because you don't appreciate it
at
the time. That I was very fortunate that my formative musical years were in probably the greatest decade of music that there's ever been.
Yeah.
But at the time, it's just music. It's
just
like, you know, like every other teenager, you get some money together, you wait for the new release of your favourite band's latest album, you run down to the record shop, you buy it, and then you're done for a month.
Yeah.
That's nothing else happens.
I've always been massively jealous of my dad because he was born in 55. So he was like, he was 15 when the 70s started. And I can't imagine what life was like. Just engulfed in all of that, what is now pop culture, but as it's happening, very, very envious.
And I will shut up in a second. Just to talk about Iron Wolf, the reason we're putting Iron Wolf in is because
musical genius.
I co-wrote all of the songs apart from the one Rolling Stones cover that's on the album, and I wrote and performed all of the guitar parts, and that whole process is like the best musical experience of my life.
Yeah.
Oh yeah, you've got to have some self-pride.
Love the band.
Absolutely.
And it feels a little bit like self-promotion, but honestly, being in a band is the best fun there is available.
Agreed.
And this band is the best band I've ever been in. The friendships that we have between us, the musicality, it's just fantastic. And the fact that we've never gigged.
Yeah,
makes it even more special as an album. And we got thwarted by the pandemic, where we are going to come storming back.
Yeah, always
storming back or storming out, I should say.
Well, yeah, storming out. Yeah,
some sort of storming.
21. I really fancy doing our first ever gig on the 21st of June. 21/6/21 is a massive date, isn't it? For any of us who've lived through this pandemic, that date is just going to stick. And to try and get a gig somewhere.
Well.
So that night would be pretty special anyway. Mm.
Yeah, exactly. Well, you can do it in the garden.
Yes, that's a good idea, actually. We can have our own festival.
Well, talking of festivals, we actually do a thing called Glastonbury. We did it last year for our festival.
Yeah, yeah, I did as well.
When Glastonbury was cancelled, you can gig at Glastonbury if you fancy.
That's an excellent idea.
First official headliner.
Yeah, the Glastonbury.
In the lower field.
Yeah.
Why not?
Yeah.
Anyway, that's my album selection.
Perfect.
So, who wants to go next? George.
So, as I said, this is a part of the podcast where we plug it and we say thank you to everyone who has been listening. It's been great. We've just hit 400 followers on Instagram and 400 listeners on Anchor. So thank you everyone for listening and sharing and loving and listening and loving and all that kind of stuff. And it's been really good. And I would urge you to keep doing that. Keep shouting out to your friends, your family, your Royal Mail delivery driver, your DPD delivery driver, anyone who comes in. I shouted out to the guy who delivered some chicken earlier, so why not? just shout out to everyone. We'd love to hear from you, and we just hope that you're enjoying the journey that we're going on. If you don't follow us, go follow us on Instagram, at Podcast of Things. From there, you can see live updates of what we're doing, cool pictures of us, you'll see our beautiful faces. But if you don't like Instagram, you can go over to anchor.fm/podcastofthings and pick your podcast platform. We're on most major podcast platforms and you can listen to us as and when you like, and you can listen to our talk about Red Hot Chili Peppers and Kings of Leon, why not? And then this kind of make a bit more sense. But yeah, without further ado, let's go back to the show. So George, as Chris very kindly pointed out for us, why don't you go with your top five albums in any order? Apparently, we're just doing that now.
I'm going to try and do some sort of order, but I'm not going to stick to it. So obviously, let's get Chili's out of the way. So by the way, we've spoken about it. Not going to go on about it. I'm going to say number two is Tracy Chapman's debut album, Tracy Chapman.
Nice.
Third is probably The Killers' Hot Fuss.
Okay.
Oh, this is tough. Fourth is City in Colour, Bring Me Your Love. And then fifth is Michael Kiwanuka, Home Again. So
interesting. It's an interesting selection of albums. I don't think I've ever, other than, by the way, I don't think I've actually listened to and Hot Fuss. I don't think I've actually listened to those. So we're bringing musical culture and education to the fans.
What's the kind of thought behind this list? What's your inspiration been?
So Tracy Chapman, especially that first album, my brother got me into at a very young age. Ed will probably know that I just hammered Tracy Chapman consistently for like my entire life. There've been periods where I stopped listening to her and then I start listening to her again and realised that I've been wasting my time by not listening to her. Her first album is just incredible. After that, she does drop off a little bit. She's got some incredible songs in between, but as far as albums go, it's her most complete. And it's very varied. It's very emotional. Like Behind the Wall is a spoken. It's not spoken word. It's like a almost a cappella word poem that is just heart wrenching. Unfortunately, Fast Car's on that album, so whenever Fast Car comes on, I get really annoyed because it's the only song anyone likes. But she's just. I think her perspective on life is so different from mine. And I think through listening to her music for 20 odd years, it's just a really nice gateway into something I have no context about being a poor black woman in America dealing with racism and assault and awful things. So it's just a nice change of pace from my very vanilla life, if you like, of my very safe life. That's
kind of regretting asking it now.
Yeah.
Keep it light, George. It's Friday night.
Yeah, I know. And I'm sat here with two lovely people talking about music.
With a bite of Guinness.
Yeah.
Yeah, what else would you want?
Exactly. See in Colour, Bring Me Your Love. I got into at the start of college. How did I get? I actually don't remember how I got into them. It's the guy from Alexis on Fire. So it's the guitarist from Alexis on Fire.
Crikey!
And they're called City in Colour because his name's Dallas Green. So it's City in Colour.
Clever!
Yeah, I know, it's good, isn't it? I've seen him live, and he's brilliant. The reason I chose his first album is because I didn't listen to it again for a long time, and I started moving on to his more recent stuff, which is really really good.
Yeah.
And then about 6 months ago, he put his first album on. And the reason I had listened to it is because the last time I had listened to it was when I was like a 17, angsty teenager at college. And I just had these images of it being very emo and very like disjointed and very raw. And I just didn't think that it would gel with like how I am at the moment. But upon listening to it...
So mellow right now.
Yeah, I'm so chilled out. I'm not. But once I actually listened to it again, I realised how much I appreciate every single song and how adventurous he was and how brave he was with the way he was trying to make music. He's a little bit more poppy now. What else should I choose? Hot Fuzz, incredible album. Brilliant rock album from a band that has become more and more poppy, but you could argue when they came out, it was sort of like Arctic Monkeys, Hi-Fi, and things like that, and they really set the scene, and it's a very punchy album. Again, I get annoyed at that because Mr. Brightside's on it. So, you know, I've listened to that song 10 million times, so unfortunately I do have to skip it now. And then, Michael Kiwanuka, Home Again. He's come back into the foreground a lot more recently.
What a beautiful guitarist he is.
Yeah, he's great.
He's fantastic. His most recent song, Heroes, come out, and well, the first time I heard that, I could have sworn it was a Jimi Hendrix loop. And you're just waiting the whole time for Watchtower to start. But he's just so soulful and so passionate. And his first album is incredible. In all honesty, I haven't listened to his latest stuff as much as the old stuff. But it's one of those albums that when you put it on, it just sort of swallows your whole world. And you're just really in the moment with it. So yeah, I tried to pick a nice spectrum of albums from different chunks of my life. Yeah.
Very soulful, isn't he?
Yeah, Michael Kiwanuka, it was just incredible live.
I was thinking about George.
Oh. Oh, yes, George, you're very soulful. You're the most soulful person I know. And you're very well-rounded, apparently.
Try to be.
Okay.
Yeah.
I think I probably win that one, don't I?
Yeah, I think so. I think that's... Well, why not? But no, it was good. I think the interesting thing about talking about music of different generations is that it's for the same reason that we love music and the fact that it's to say with the same connections, and actually, like we were talking about in our other episodes, is kind of a Venn diagram of music, and that we've kind of all got the same core enjoyment in music, but we've also kind of spanned off into other genres of music that I personally haven't listened to, or Chris hasn't listened to, or you haven't listened to. We've all got our own little niches, and I think that's the great thing about music. It's so personal to obviously being personal. It's personal to the person. But actually, everyone still gets the same enjoyment out of it.
Yeah. And what's the best gig that you've ever been to?
This is different. This is a completely
slightly
off piece to throw in the topic. The best gig I ever went to was, weirdly, The Hives.
Nice.
I went to go see The Hives.
Okay.
In Bristol.
Okay.
I don't know if you've listened to any.
Did we
see
The Hives when we went to Victoria Park?
Yeah, we did. They weren't as good live, but in a small little gig. They're absolutely mental.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Okay.
It was incredible. And I would say, that them and Kings of Leon obviously were amazing.
Yeah.
And other than that, you're gonna boast and say when I went to go see Led Zeppelin.
Been to Led Zeppelin, and you know it doesn't get a lot better than that. Although I think probably the Rolling Stones at Nebworth,
nice,
1976, was incredible with the. The stage in the shape of a tongue.
Oh yeah.
Sort of coming at, you know, sort of normal stage, but there's this big red tongue. And And I remember and Mick Jagger kind of like wearing a US flag for some reason and doing kind of like roly polies down the tongue.
It's probably high on something.
Oh yeah.
I think
it was the '70s.
No doubt.
It was the '70s, and it's really scary. And there's lots of Hell's Angels, and the facilities were awful. But it felt very real.
So basically, COVID nightmare.
Yes, it was.
What about you, George? What's your favourite live band?
I think my favourite rock festival, what rock band that I saw was Foo Fighters at the Milton Keynes Bowl. But the one gig that always stands out, with which I was transfixed for an hour and a half, was Stevie Wonder at Bestival. I actually toiled with picking Stevie Wonder as one of my albums, but I couldn't narrow it down. And I think I was 16, 17 at the time, and I was just transfixed, and I was actually completely sober, believe it or not. But at the time he was my musical everything. And I was lucky enough to see him, and he was just, as you can imagine, it really, really was.
I might cut this out, or might not, but I bet it was a blinder.
I think, do you know what? The best thing about it, the scariest thing, was it was about 45 minutes into the set, and he's got like a half an orchestra with him, and he was halfway through a song, and he stopped the song, and he's like, the third clarinet on the left is out of tune, can we tune her up, please? And it was like,
Wow.
What? And she just sort of looked down and just, I don't know how you tune a clarinet. I don't even know. But it was just his entire all knowing, his omniscience of what was going on musically, and he just stopped in the middle of a song, and until everything was perfect, and then carried on again. Yeah,
wow,
pretty
that
impressive.
Is incredible.
Yeah,
that is incredible.
Well, some people are born with perfect pitch.
Yeah. Well, isn't it like the Daredevil theory? Isn't it when if you lose one sense, all your other senses
that's also true. So if you imagine that he was born with perfect pitch, but then because of his blindness, he had heightened sense.
So he had ultra perfect pitch.
Yeah. Yeah, incredible.
Is it
great? I mean, that Songs in the Key of Life nearly made my list. Actually.
Yeah, yeah.
He's a fantastic artist.
Yeah, I do like Steve Wonder. I only like his. I've not listened to it, and I only like his hits. But I do appreciate that he's an amazing musician, because I saw him live at Glastonbury, and I kind of didn't really know any of his songs, but it was amazing.
I've never been to Glastonbury, which is a sad omission in my life.
That's a shame.
We do definitely.
I haven't been either, but I'm due to.
I don't know what.
George and I are due to go next year.
Yeah.
So
third year.
I tell you what we can do as well at Glastonbury is we can do an on-site podcast.
We could try, couldn't we? Because we're gonna get a camper van. So.
Oh, are you? We're glamping. So we're so old.
I'm bringing my microphone. We could bring in random guests.
Yeah. Why not?
Yeah, why not? That's a great idea.
Yeah. Why not? We can do that.
Yeah. While you're wandering about, you can just interview people.
Yeah. Oh yeah, that could be dangerous, but for fun.
Lots of editing.
I think you should.
Let's do it.
Let's have your album choice. Then.
Yeah, cool. Mm. Let's crack on with mine. So I've tried to do mine in order again, and I think I have. So I'll go from number five through to number one. So number five, I put Jack Johnson, In Between Dreams.
Brilliant.
I put number four, Fleetwood Mac, Rumours.
Brilliant.
Three, Alt J, An Awesome Wave.
Oh, yeah.
Two, Nevermind. And then number one is, of course, Only by the Night, Kings Leon. And I would say that the first three on my list are the reasons I've got into different genres of music. Only by the Night is I literally listened to on repeat 50 times. There are a couple of omissions that I considered, like Metallica, the Black Album, which is also a great album, and I thought about putting System of a Down on. But yeah, Only by the Night was literally the first album that I just rinsed on repeat. Nevermind was, I think, my first foray into rock music and music generally, and that kind of led me to my enjoyment of slightly heavier rock and different kind of rock. And I think Kurt Cobain is just a genius. Alt J, An Awesome Wave, it's kind of was a great album, and it was another album that Katie and I like first bonded over, so that's quite important in my life. Fleetwood Mac, Rumours is an album that I had appreciated when I was younger, but as I got older, I've just appreciated it even more. And every time I listen to it, a new song is my new favourite song of the whole entire time, my whole entire life. And then Jack Johnson, In Between Dreams. Every single song on that is just pure genius.
That would have been my number seven.
And it's just one of those songs that that was my Tracy Chapman and my Bruce Springsteen. Is that that album
storytelling
spoke to me, and it was just incredible.
Yeah.
But yeah, that was my list. It's not. I don't think it's particularly surprising.
That's more varied than I was expecting.
Was it?
Yeah.
What were you expecting?
Just straight metal.
Yeah, I was expecting the Black Album one though.
I do love metal and I do love heavy rock.
Yeah.
But
there's more to you. There's some depth.
There's some depth, apparently.
That's what he...
apparently there is.
Allegedly.
I can neither confirm nor deny. And I think the difference is with metal is that it was a time in my life where I listened to lots of albums, but none of them were particularly, Metallica are one of my favorite bands of all the whole life. They are my favorite band. But all their albums are great. I couldn't pick one. But I think these five albums are just speak to me a bit more.
Nice. And are you aware of, or do you know, the Pixies?
I do have heard of the Pixies.
You should listen to the Pixies, because if you've got Nirvana at number two.
Yeah.
So that kind of Quiet Loud thing.
Yeah.
That Nirvana does. They got that from the Pixies. Mm. The Pixies do it brilliantly. The Pixies are an amazing band.
Yeah.
By the way, Can I say, by the way?
With yes.
I can. Yeah, I just did.
Try again.
Why not?
I'll send you a link.
Yeah. There are a lot of famous, there are a lot of omissions and a lot of close misses. And we could be here for ages talking about. I think it's difficult, isn't it? Because even though there are bands that you listen to. So I'd say Metallica is one of those things. It's a band that I absolutely love. But you can go further down than that and just pick albums. So,
well, I've stopped listening to albums.
Yeah.
And I don't know when that happens, but I don't listen to an album anymore. And actually, you know, again, it was something that, you know, George mentioned about, by the way, when you actually listen to the whole album, you need to listen to the whole album to get the whole story.
Yeah.
And I've kind of forgotten how to do that.
Yeah.
And I suppose that's to do with Spotify and streaming.
It's the medium, isn't it?
You dip in and you create a playlist for yourself and you have sort of, you know, yeah. And even given that we've been in lockdown for 12 months, that would be the perfect opportunity to rediscover the beauty of an album.
Yeah.
I haven't done it. So I'm actually going to discipline myself
to do it.
To do that again, because it's a joyous thing.
Yeah, it really is. Especially when you find an album that you absolutely love.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Spotify is a brilliant thing, but it does often make me feel like a greedy kid in a sweet shop, and you're scrambling around at different buckets, but you never quite land on what you actually want, and you know, you're happy with the experience, but I never feel like I'm satisfied because there's too much choice. And
no, because you know that there's more music than you can ever. There's more music than you can ever listen to in a lifetime.
Yeah,
and it does spoil it for that.
Yeah,
compared with what where we started the conversation, running down to the record shop and buying one album.
Yeah, when you've got 10 CDs when you're 15,
you've been saving up for,
and that's it.
Yeah,
So
I mean, yeah, and that's what I was about to say. Is like that when you went down, that was it. That was your one treat for 2 months, and you could listen to that on repeat. And I know that my dad has similar stories with things like Genesis and Simple Minds and stuff like that. And I do miss it, and I do. And even as long, I think that's even as long ago as 10 years ago, I remember having a Walkman and putting in Nevermind and just listening to that and more out of a laziness than anything. I couldn't be bothered to get into my backpack and change the CD, so I just listened to it on repeat.
Yeah.
And I did that with, sacrilege, I'm going to say, I did that with Silver Side Up by Nickelback, which is a great album.
Oh, no arguments.
It's just an unreal album. They've gone big time now, but
I think
it's different, isn't it?
It is, yeah. Sorry, I'll keep interrupting. It's because there's three of us and it's throwing me off. I think my version of that, I got a really vivid memory when I first got an MP4 player when I was like 14. So it was basically just a camera that you could put music on, and it only held 28 songs at once. And these were LimeWire downloaded songs.
Obviously.
So I used to go around Dom's, and shout out to Dom, thanks for the intro and outro. I used to go around Dom's and upload music off his computer. And it was just trying to narrow down, okay, what 28 songs am I going to listen to for the next week? And that's going to be it for me. And just being really, really, really particular about it.
Well, I think the other thing about albums is they were crafted, weren't they? I mean, the order of the songs that appear on an album, even if there isn't a narrative that runs through a side of a piece of vinyl, they thought and argued about it.
Yeah,
I'm sure endlessly. I think what I'm going to take from this is,
and so should everyone else.
And I would encourage all of your listeners to do the same. Is to dig out your favorite albums and listen to them. From start to finish.
Yeah, I completely agree.
On a CD player.
And we've got time now. You know, we're in lockdown. We can't go anywhere.
Why not? Why not?
So it's the perfect opportunity to rediscover the beauty of an album.
Definitely. We heard from you about your first single being T-Rex.
Yes.
George, what was your? Can you remember your first ever album that you purchased?
Oh, do you know what? Like,
you can't
probably
see this, but that's a pained expression.
Yeah, for the medium that is podcasting, George literally head in hands.
It's either, do you know what's really funny? It's either Nickelback Silver Side Up or it's Red Hot Chili Peppers' Greatest Hits with the lips on the front. There was probably one before that, but I remember having one that was so old that it was just, it looked like it had been under the sofa for 6 years, like, and I'd had it from like day one. What about you?
I'm now just Googling quickly. So I think it was either The Eminem Show by Eminem.
Nice, yeah.
Who,
okay.
By the way, that was close to my top five, and I think Eminem mm-hmm. is a complete and utter musical genius. I think he is awesome. Or it was Avril Lavigne's first album, which nice. was it Skate? Oh. No, Let Go.
With Skater, what's that Skater thing?
Skater Boy, Skater and Boy. I'm With You. Mm. And I think also it was, there was a now 53, I don't, with Puddle of Mud, She Hates Me on it.
Oh, Christ.
And I just remember listening to, and I just, they were the first three. Was it Good Charlotte? Lifestyles.
It might be American Idiot. It could also be American Idiot.
God, there's so many. I literally can't remember. But I remember buying with I think it was money that Nan and Dyla gave me for my birthday, mm-hmm. a really old secondhand CD player with speakers. You wouldn't get away with it. You wouldn't be seen dead with it nowadays. And just playing Avril Lavigne, Let Go, and absolutely loving it. And I'm not ashamed to say it.
Avril Lavigne was good.
She was great in her day. She was. She was really good. But I think that kind of, unless anyone's got anything else to say about albums and their love for albums, I think that kind of wraps it up.
Covered pretty much everything I would say. I think the only thing I would add is I hadn't appreciated how reliant Ed is on the use of his hands during a podcast. I've been treated to a full-on mime show here. It's been quite entertaining, and I'm just sorry.
He gets excited.
That you can't see it.
Is it? Well, thanks. Appreciate it. I mean, I've got to express, and I think it's I think it helps with my enunciation of words and how I present, because you know I am the host
and a barrister. Here we come.
Exactly. That's
the hope. That's what it is.
No, I think that's it. Yeah, I think it's because I'm not really sure what I'm saying, so hopefully people get distracted by my hands, and it works apparently. So yeah, that kind of wraps up for our albums, but let's move on to chat quickly about our winner of our Potty Award. So Chris, this is going to be a bit of a surprise for you to find out who is the winner. If you've been listening intently to all of our... This is also going to be a bit of a test.
Well, okay. I have listened to all of your podcasts and I have enjoyed them.
Good. Well, that's refreshing to hear. But for those of you who aren't on Instagram, go on Instagram at Podcast of Things. This is the part of the show where we announce our winner. We announced it yesterday, being Friday, the day after we recorded. No, the day we recorded this, but the day after we released it. Anyway, don't worry about that. We'll figure that out. So on Friday we announced our winner of our Potty Awards, and I believe last time I checked, it was the Project Hazel by Razor.
Nice.
As this is voted for by listeners.
Voted for by listeners. Okay. But also broken down into categories by us.
Okay.
So the winner is...
I'm just checking the process.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Once ahead of governance, always ahead of governance. I'm sorry.
So the process is that we decided our winners, our list, and we chose... Basically, the listeners chose fifth and sixth, third and fourth, and then first and second. That was the way that it worked. So the winner is Project Hazel by Razor, which is, if you don't remember, is the cool little smart mask with cool things on it. I can't really remember exactly what was on it. But
it was a very long time ago.
To our first show. It was a very long time ago. And it was so yeah, well done to Project Hazel by Razor. If you fancy sending us one, go for it. And yeah, we will, I think next week we'll be back to normal scheduling, will be resumed, and we will start our brand new era of Potty Awards. And George, it's your turn to think up of a brand. Start us off strong with a brand new.
Yeah, I'm going to have to
Potty
up the game. Mm-hmm.
And then go back to our things of the week, go back to normal services and normal schedules. So without, I mean, that kind of leaves, the only thing we need to do is, first of all, is thank Chris very much for joining us.
Yeah, thank you, Chris.
It's been really good fun.
It's been an absolute pleasure. Thank you both for inviting me in, and good luck with everything. And a quick shout out to George. Good luck on Monday, mate.
Yeah, thank you, Chris. Appreciate that. It's going to be a bit crazy, I think.
Yeah, it's going to be difficult. But yeah, thank you very much, Chris. It was really good, and I thought it went well. We had good albums.
Mm. We did.
I'm going to have a listen.
Really
now,
great but... albums.
I'm going to listen to them all.
Yeah, we should listen to them all back to back. And finally, as always, I apologise to Dom because we haven't done it that recent. We forgot last time. So, George, do you want to shout out Dom? Thank you very much for all our music, which is awesome. Talking of music.
Yeah, it is. Please go follow my friend Dom Baldry and his band Y Pinto. They do the intro, the outro, and everything in between. You can find them on Instagram at Y Pinto Band. Y is in the question, Pinto is in the bean, and band as in all the lovely, lovely bands we've spoken about this episode.
Good job, George. And see you all next time. Cheers, guys.
Bye.